It's the happy couple and they're going out. Meet the happy couple, watch them scream and shout. It's the happy couple, they're coming to your place. Get out of the way or get slapped in the face. Meet the happy couple, they're the happiest couple. See, they're not really happy, and that's the joke.
Excellent. Hello, happy couple.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Thanks for keeping it down during the break. I appreciate that. You guys going on?
Thanks for putting me in the other room.
Well,
threw that
well,
at me.
You know,
what we had to do.
What happens when you lie and cheat all the time and try to get out of things?
It's not my fault. She wanted to see my apartment.
Home.
All right.
Hey, and go in the bathroom with me. It's not my fault.
Okay, so you guys, you decided you needed a new apartment because of this.
Well, because of what he did in our old apartment, we needed to get a new one ASAP. I refused to step one more foot into our old one.
Okay, and this is you guys with the apartment lease?
Yeah. Can I just say that?
Did it go well or not?
Well, you'll see. I mean, we got, just a little tiny argument, but I think we worked it out by the end, sort of. This leasing agent she was kind of a B, so. Just
even better.
Keep that in mind.
Okay.
Even better.
So that... Keep that in mind so it will justify your behavior towards her.
Right.
Exactly. Yes.
Happy couple girl? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Shut up, JC.
No, you shut up.
What's up, man? What's going on, buddy?
Nothing.
Oh, my God. Quit stepping on my feet.
I'm not stepping on crap.
The first one that I'm going to show you guys is one that you kind of described to be most like what you might be looking for.
Okay.
It's 1,047 square feet, one bed, one bath.
This is really nice. It actually looks a lot like our old place, doesn't it, hun?
Well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it doesn't, because if it did, we'd probably have about 4 or 5 holes in the wall. But, you know, whatever. We're having to move our old apartment, which this looks nothing like. He cheated on me. And so I can't even stay there anymore.
You've known this lady for what? 2 minutes?
Think how awkward that is on her.
Yeah. About 10 minutes we knew her.
She's sitting there like, no.
You know, I still had, you know, we had to go over there.
And she's about to rent you an apartment, and you're telling her that you put holes in the wall.
At the last place.
That is
correct. It's awkward because she's, you know, late 20s, but still relatable to us.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
He cheated on me. And so I can't even stay there anymore. Yeah. And by the way, I hope you have fun on moving day.
As a whoopsie daisies.
Oh. Yeah, whoopsie daisy. Okay. Here's the bedroom, actually.
Right.
And you can enter the bathroom through here as well, which is kind of nice. Does it come out over there? Yes.
So there's two doors?
Oh, absolutely.
Babe, it's seriously like our old apartment.
This is nothing like our old apartment.
Is there a closet right there, too?
Yes.
Seriously, honey, it's insane.
You know what? It's really kind of freaking me out that you keep saying that and you're going to put it in my head. Do you guys want me to step out? I'd rather not walk into the bathroom because that's actually where he was with that girl.
Oh,
I'll go in the bathroom.
All right, she's got to think you're completely psycho at this point.
She does. She was she was really freaked out. I think she thought we were kidding at first.
Uh-huh.
I'm just kind of standing there like... Yeah. Okay.
No,
I don't really know what to do right now.
The man has to step out so that you guys can sort things out.
She's smiling at this point because she thought we were kidding, I guess.
Yeah. No.
Kind of like this fake smile like that.
Yeah, that awkward smile. Yeah.
I bet she would go in the bathroom.
What?
Should I go in there?
No, I'm just checking the place out.
Okay, whatever.
Hey, look, obviously this is not working right now, so can I get your phone number and maybe we'll call you?
What are you doing? Why is your phone out?
Because she's asking for my phone number, baby.
Man, that's absolutely not
she's
true. All of a sudden, she starts calling me ma'am.
Oh, man. Ouch.
This is the part where you bring in a leasing agent to make it their fault.
Uh-huh.
And so you lied and said that she asked for your number.
I didn't ask for nothing.
Now I'm about to go off.
Okay.
Because she's asking for my phone number, baby.
Ma'am, that's absolutely not true.
No. She did. She said, hey, why don't you give me your phone number?
Are you kidding me? I'm just trying to do my job here and show you guys. I thought you were moving together. Okay, so just because my boyfriend cheats on me, you think it's okay that you can come in here and hit on my boyfriend, you pull him aside like, oh my God, look at our bathroom. Are you kidding me?
I'm not a weak man at all anymore. I changed my ways. I don't know what you're thinking of doing. Really, I don't.
Ma'am, I don't know what he's done to
you. No, he said that he was sorry and he wasn't going to do it again.
Never.
That girl was totally easy. Mm-hmm. Apparently, you're just like her. Do you live here in the community?
Yeah, do you?
I don't live in the community, actually. We don't live and work in the
same
place.
You know what? It's really, honestly, if girls like you...
Okay. Give her $100 too, Shannon.
Yeah.
Do we just have to get? Am I just gonna be handing out money all over town?
This is the $100 bit. This is definitely the $100.
Oh yeah.
Exactly. How far away are you? Because I don't know if I'm gonna feel comfortable with you living anywhere near here if you're asking for my phone.
I'm doing my best to be professional in this situation. You guys have been arguing since
professional asking for my boyfriend's phone number.
I've never heard of that.
Nothing like that.
That's the first time any girls ever asked for my phone number in front of my girlfriend like that. So I think maybe you should think about that.
I don't know who you want to trust in this situation. Obviously, you don't know me. I'm just the apartment lady.
Right. I don't know you, but I do know that I do forgive my boyfriend for what he did. And sorry.
Maybe I bet you if we go through her phone, she probably has a bunch of dudes' numbers from other girls.
You know what? I'm trying just to do my job here. It's been a long day. We don't normally discriminate. We're a peaceful community.
Wow.
I don't know if this is...
Honestly, kind of digging yourself a hole here. Is it because we're interracial?
That's just ridiculous.
What do you have against
That's
Mexicans?
That's absolutely ridiculous.
What do you have against Mexican people?
Because we're an interracial couple, apparently.
That's not...
You have my boyfriend. Lying.
I'm saying...
It's funny that you would say anything about discrimination and interracial when you're hitting on my boyfriend.
Ma'am, disputes.
That's the door slamming. Taylor left.
And she just left.
Taylor slammed the door.
And she snorted.
Sorry, I just feel so bad.
Oh, God. Poor lady.
She's trying to explain.
We got to call her.
I feel terrible for her.
Taylor slams the door. No, she was not very nice when we first met.
Oh, well, what do you expect?
It's
funny that you'd say anything about discrimination and interracial when you're hitting on my boyfriend.
Ma'am, disputes.
Oh.
Okay, I don't know, sir, if you want to.
No, you know what? I don't know. I don't want to talk to your manager because your manager's probably racist like you are.
Punk?
She's probably. You know the punk's coming out.
Please tell me you told her.
No.
No, we went ahead and left that one.
No.
I'm sorry. We didn't tell her.
Really, honestly.
Can you just show. You know what? We can show ourselves. Let's leave.
Thank you, guys.
No, thank you.
No, thank you for showing your true colors.
Punk. Oh, we got to call her. We have to call her.
That is so wrong. You've got to go back in.
No.
I know it's hard.
I can't.
You
I
have
can't.
To.
You got her number, right?
No. Somebody... You don't get the...
All right. You two are going back there today.
Oh, my God.
And you are apologizing to her, and you're telling her...
Give her $100.
You're going to give her $100.
You know how awkward that is to go
back?
That
woman is going to quit when she sees y'all coming.
I, at one point, yelling at her, I kind of had to close my eyes and think about
Taylor can go ahead and go back, but...
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to go
You're going back.
I called her racist.
You're going back.
Why?
Because you need to make that right.
You don't make Troy
she's
call everybody
fine.
Back.
Oh,
she's not fine.
She's good.
Fine.
Poor
she
lady.
Good.
It's
walked
the
in there.
Happy couple and they're going out.
Back
Meet
in a corner
the
like that.
Happy couple. Oh. Watch them scream and shout.
Feeling all
sorry about that. Sorry about that.
It's the happy couple. They're
very happy.
To your place.
I mean, I'm punked. They tell you at the end. You've been punked.
Right. Oh, cameras come out. Oh.
You got to do that. You have to.
Okay. It's well, your, sure. It's, we'll go you, tell her.
It's the good person law.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
We're good people.
No, you're not. If you just leave like that.
That's the joke.
Oh. Oh, my.